99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, fully caffeinated and ready to go. Hi there, Kelly K.
Sup.
Okay. Yeah, so Usher is, he is giving us a little bit more and more about what his halftime show this Sunday is going to be about. Talking about it being a new beginning for his career. And yes, he will be joined by some special guests for the performance on Sunday.
We knew that, but who?
I'm thinking it's got to be Little John. He's got to be a part of it because they got to do Yeah, and they got to have Little John to be a part of that, right?
Absolutely.
He's
probably free.
He's also talking about his set list and how he kind of prepared for it.
What I did is I was very mindful of my past, celebrating my present, which is here in Las Vegas, and thinking about where we're headed in the future. What songs do I feel people know me for? What songs have been a celebration of all of the journey of what life and love and emotion has been offered in my music?
Basically, Usher, we just want to hear 15 minutes of raw, unadulterated bangers.
Yes, we want your greatest hits.
That's all it's going to be.
Okay, because you got a tour for your new stuff. We need to see your greatest hits.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's code for greatest hits, right?
Yeah, and I will... He is also dropping hints that maybe Ludacris might be a part of the special guests. And, you know, obviously he and Usher collaborated on plenty, including...
That's got to be the closer.
Including, yeah. So
that's got to be the closer.
You know, maybe the Black Eyed Peas coming up on stage. You know, Usher, he did make a cameo appearance on the Black Eyed Peas' 2011 halftime show. So maybe it's Turnabout and he's like, hey, why don't you guys come on stage and join me for OMG or, you know, some of the other Black Eyed Peas produced Usher tracks that he's released. So
you know who's in the Black Eyed Peas?
Fergie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. All right, so getting excited for that. I'm kind of itching to see what stops he pulls out for the halftime show. So
that is the biggest thing I want to see. That's it. That's all I need to see on Sunday.
I mean, honestly. I want to see the game too.
Yeah, I care less about that.
I don't necessarily have a dog in the fight. Like, I don't really care who wins or loses.
Right.
I do enjoy watching the game. And then we now know that there is going to be a Jack Harlow appearance in a Super Bowl commercial, and that would be the Dunkin' ad. Yes, with Ben Affleck. Here's the audio.
Here's why I know it's right. It's because there's a voice. Don't do this terrible mistake.
Yeah, they're in a car together.
Uh-huh.
Ben Affleck is in the passenger seat. Jack Harlow,
I'm guessing his next line,
the driver's seat.
Don't do it. It's a terrible mistake.
That might be what you need to hear.
No, that's the wrong voice.
No, it's not. What if it's a voice of reason?
Nah, I don't have that voice, believe me.
All right, so anyways, we've got that. If you want to see it, that little clip, WDJX.com. We got that up for you right now. Ben and Kelly, and a big concert announcement coming up right around 2 o'clock this afternoon on 99.7 DJX. Ryan's going to have that for you. And then immediately we'll have tickets to win at WDJX.com before they go on sale. And then we'll also hook you up all next week in the afternoon with Emily with these tickets. All right, so.
OMG.
Yep, big concert announcement today, this afternoon, right around 2. So if you're not near a radio, just check your socials. And it is for Louisville. So
I know
sometimes we dangle the carrot. And we're like, hey, concert announcement. And then we say it's something like Nashville and you're upset. But no, this is for Louisville and it's pretty big. And I think you'll
finally
like it. All right. So 2 o'clock this afternoon, we'll have that for you here on 99.7 DJX along with tickets to win. Plus, by the way, coming up here in about a little over half an hour, we'll call our winner for the halftime hookup, which is that big 65-inch television, sound, money to spend on snacks.
always risky when, you know, a lot of people don't like to answer strange numbers.
I mean, that's been the...
Hopefully they'll answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's just gotten worse and worse every single year. Like,
it has.
I mean, and look, I'm probably one of the biggest culprits, too. I'll see, even if you're in my phone and it pops up, nah. Don't want to talk.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And much less if it is an unknown number. Holy cow. Yeah.
Okay, then. So it's anticlimactic for us if we have to just leave you a voicemail.
Yeah. So anyways, we'll call the winner coming up here just after 7, around 7:15 or so here on 99.7 DJX.
The Ben and Kelly Show.com.
DMs at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always shoot us a message. We got this from Nicole.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, may I slide into your DMs real quickly?
Yes. LOL. Yes, you can.
BT Dubs, I love your show. Listen every morning on my long commute to work.
Oh, thank you.
Anywho, I have developed feelings for a guy we'll call Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
I have not expressed this to him yet because he was in a year and a half relationship with my friend, we'll call her Stacy, about a year ago.
Okay.
Stacy has since been in a year-long relationship with someone else, so she's in a good place.
Okay.
So listen, I know in girl code you're not supposed to date a friend's ex, but is there a period of time, a statute of limitations when the rule of girl code doesn't apply anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Should I ask Stacy first?
Mm-hmm.
Or should I just forget about Dennis altogether?
Mm.
Help me, Ben and Kelly. There's so many gray areas.
Oh, okay. All right. So I was trying to follow along on like a chalkboard here with everything, all the names that were being thrown out. So
Stacy and Dennis dated for what? A year? Year and a half.
Yeah, but that relationship ended almost a year ago.
She's been dating someone else.
She's been dating someone else and is in a good spot since.
Yes. So I think we're good here for Nicole to shoot her shot with Dennis if she feels like he'd be receptive. Here's the thing. I think we give Stacy a heads up.
Do you give Stacy a heads up?
I think we give her a heads up. Yeah, exactly. But I don't think Stacy's going to have a problem with it because she's happy with new boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's true.
But I think to be respectful of their relationship.
Okay, sure.
Say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. What are your thoughts?
You think she's going to sour her on that?
If Stacy's a good friend, she's going to be like, go for it, because she's happy in a new relationship.
Okay.
I would see zero reasons for Stacy to have a problem with this.
This is true. I mean, I guess I don't know. We don't know why they broke up, do we?
No, I feel like it doesn't sound like Dennis shattered Stacy's heart to the point where it's irreparable because she's in a new relationship with another guy and has been for like a year.
Right. I mean, okay. So Nicole, I guess we're saying, yeah, great. Go ahead, shoot your shot, give Stacy a heads up, but be prepared. This is what I'm going to say. Be prepared to hear from Stacy like, oh, yeah, go ahead, have at it. If you want him to cheat on you like he did on me, or if
there
you...
There could be warnings if, that come along with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. Or if you want this to happen, or he's a low-down, dirty dog, and...
Or maybe they just broke up because they realized they weren't compatible.
Or maybe
we have zero details about the breakup.
He realized
Stacy and Dennis.
He actually had feelings for you.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah, well, why didn't he shoot a shot on you already?
Well, maybe he was also waiting for the statute of limitations.
Wait, so is there so okay. Does the statute
of,
does the statute of limitations for girl code or bro code, whatever,
yeah.
dating the ex of one of your friends, we'll say that. Mm-hmm. Does that run out when the other person is in a new relationship?
I feel like it does. But we still give a heads up as a courtesy. But I feel like once they've moved on, they're in a new relationship, fair game. That's what I think.
Okay.
But we mention it. We don't not mention it, especially since they were together for a year and a half.
Yeah. Now,
if it was like they dated for a couple of weeks or something like that.
Right, right.
No biggie.
Right. Yeah, and we are getting some messages from listeners who are like, it depends on how often you actually speak to Stacy. If you don't speak to her that much, just go for it. If you do, then give her a heads up. I think you still probably just give her a heads up. It's a reason to reach out to your friend, if nothing else.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel like we do mention it because it was a significant relationship. They were together for a year and a half, but Stacey's moved on, and that was like even a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I feel like the timing is fine. Let's still mention it, but shoot your shot.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Nicole, shoot that shot. Get that date with the sloppy seconds.
Dennis. Why'd you have to say it like that? What you have to say? Go get your sloppy seconds. Why?
Isn't that what it is?
No. It's been a year. Sloppy seconds would be like 2 weeks later.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, good luck with Dennis. Dirty dog Dennis.
This could be your happily ever after. You just never know.
All right. This guy just living his best life. Why could we possibly call this a setting the bar story?
Why, sir?
Well, what first is a setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Well, then if you can manage to make it through the day without driving your pickup truck into the ocean, you're doing okay.
Why exactly are we driving our pickup truck into the ocean? Did we not see the ocean?
Listen, this is Jason. Yes, this is Florida, and he's 49, decided to take his truck for a spin on the beach.
Okay, again, did the ocean sneak up on us?
No, it's a beach. The ocean's right there.
Okay.
And then decided to drive it into the ocean. Now, you're actually allowed to drive on the beach there in Florida, but not always. It was actually closed to cars because of the weather and the tide was too high at the time. So Jason, though, didn't seem to care. He's like, get her done. Let's do this. Now, he went around a gate that was closed and said, do not enter. Drove his little pickup truck right there into the water. Lifeguards, the first to respond, when they saw him driving back and forth in the waves, trying to do donuts in the sand.
OMG.
This is...
Did he think his truck was going to turn into a boat at some point? Like, I'm confused.
This is just... Oh, my...
I'm going to go see if I can do some donuts in the ocean.
Now, the water really? He was in was about 2 to 3 feet high, right?
Okay.
This was about 9 in the morning. So,
oh,
Jason... Jason was having fun.
That's how I'm starting my day.
Fine. Cops eventually got him out onto dry land.
Okay.
Now, this is the quote Jason gave police that is the whole reason we're doing this. Okay? So, when the police said he shouldn't have been driving in the water, he told them,
it's not my fault the truck don't surf.
It's not my fault the truck don't surf.
Okay, but we were just going to check. All right.
It's not my fault the truck don't surf.
Not my fault.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be driving on the beach when the gates are all closed.
Can I get in trouble for that?
Yeah. It's a misdemeanor at this point.
That'll make the Facebook page today.
That'll make the Facebook page, yep. Like, they know.
Listen, he's like, hey, I just wanted to open her up, see what she can do.
It's not my fault the truck don't surf.
It's not my fault the truck don't surf.
I mean, to be fair, I'm not sure the dealership promised that when they sold him the truck.
Based on his mugshot, doesn't look like he had any regrets. Hashtag no ragrets. Truck had to be towed off the beach.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because it didn't surf.
Yeah. This guy was just living his best life.
He was. Sounds fun.
Yeah. I mean, who are we to be the police of fun?
Exactly. Like, listen, I was just going to go catch some waves in my truck. My truck just kind of let me down.
Yeah, my truck don't surf. Ain't my fault.
Yeah.
Ain't my fault.
Find out, though. Dang it.
All right, so there you go. Florida, congrats. You're making the show.
That's awesome.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without driving your pickup truck into the ocean because you thought,
it's not my fault the truck don't surf.
Then you're doing okay.
He went ahead and took one for the team. If you were wondering if your truck could surf, the answer is no.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
AX. So we let listeners vent to us on the reg, right? Give us your little quirk. We'll decide whether it's normal or nope, it ain't normal.
Sprinkled with a little judgment.
Yeah, you know, but we're an open book here. So, normal or nope? Having a strong dislike for a sports team because someone who hurt you was a huge fan.
Oh, all right.
Like, I can no longer like the Cats because my ex boyfriend was a huge Cats fan.
Wow. Okay.
I'm just giving you an example. What about you?
I mean, I've never, because I haven't really had.
You don't have a sports fan.
Love, exactly.
Right. You don't have a sports fan.
I don't get emotionally invested. So for me, not super normal.
Yeah. You know what? That I could see how that would be normal, but it hasn't happened to me either. The sports teams that I've surrounded myself with, my wife likes the same ones. So it's not like that's an issue.
You're not a house divided.
Right. Not a house divided. Okay. So what are we saying? I'm saying it's normal, even though it's not necessarily something that you or I have experienced.
This kind of falls in the vein of like if you had a bad experience with like a Jason, like I'm not dating any more Jasons.
Oh.
Right? Isn't that kind of the same thing? Like you associate anything future with something in the past you didn't like.
I want to say I had a friend who didn't want to name his kid a certain name his wife wanted because it was the name of an ex of his.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. A little.
I was going to say, has anyone been able to jump over that hurdle? I think that would be a tough one, especially if it was a bad break. But you would think that your current partner would know about any sort of, you know, your dating history.
Well, and when you explain that maybe they'd be like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I guess Jason is not going to be the name of our kid. normal or no, balancing the eggs in the carton evenly and rearranging them as you use them to keep it even. That's normal.
Oh, that is not. That's normal?
That's normal.
You do that?
Oh, yeah.
I pay zero attention to that kind of
I'm sorry, Kelly, you have to be able to cook, and you have to cook on the reg.
I eggs,
so
sir.
I'm just saying you don't open the egg carton very often, I'm sure.
I do. I do. Maybe it's because the eggs that I choose to use, I'm not creating some sort of weird pattern that needs to be rearranged. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I will make sure that at least, you know, if there's an egg chosen out of the middle, we'll get the 18, you know, the dozen and a half carton of eggs.
And you just go in a row, don't you? Don't you just go in a nice row?
Yeah, but sometimes there'll be an errant egg that's just taken, and so you gotta arrange them and make sure that
who's taking the errant egg and throwing off the balance.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, I think that's normal. I think that's normal.
I don't pay that much attention. I guess we just take them out in a normal, organized fashion that's not necessary in our house.
All right. Now this one, normal or nope, as a woman going into a stall in a public ladies' room, seeing that the seat is flipped up, feeling victorious because that probably means you're the first person to use it after it's been cleaned.
Oh, yes. That is a little victory. I haven't really sat there to contemplate that. Because most of the time it's just like, oh, I got to go.
I would say this is similar in the men's restroom when you go in and you see that the bowl has cleaning solution in it.
Right, yes.
And you're like, yeah,
Freshly cleaned.
Yeah, freshly cleaned. I'm going to christen this toilet right now.
I'm going to ruin that right now. Great. Yeah, that's one of life's little gifts.
Oh, man. Okay, this is another one. Sharing earbuds with your partner.
Oh, yeah. No, we all have our own.
Yeah. Would you, though? That's the thing.
Because what if there's like little ear potatoes on it? And like you're sharing ear potatoes. I don't think anybody needs that. You know what I mean?
So funny story about my wife. She has kind of a joke in our family that we have given her so many different earbuds, AirPods, for every sort of Christmas, birthday, holiday, because she loses one of them all the time.
Oh, bless her heart.
So she's got like two or three cases that only have one in them because the other one either has been lost or eaten by the dog.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so.
we need to be more responsible with that.
Sharing earbuds, I'm going to say that's not normal.
Yeah, no, we're not sharing those, right? We're not.
Yeah,
right?
I would never, I don't know. Yeah,
those go in one of your orifices. I'm not sharing that now.
Nope. Come on now.
Hashtag ear potatoes.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Yeah.
I do like this. Is this normal or nope? Eating your pizza backwards.
No, who does that? That's kind of psychopathish, isn't it? We all start at the point. It's easier.
Well, unless you have party squares. Okay. And then there all is right. no point.
Exactly. Well, then that doesn't apply here. If there is a crust.
Okay.
You're holding on to that. That's what you hold on to. So that your fingers don't get all saucy. Right?
That's why
we do that.
There was a pizza company that had a campaign to turn it around backwards, right?
Right. Well, yeah. That's when they like stuffed the crust.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Pizza Hut. I'm not sure. But yeah. I feel like that was a thing. But still, no, I'm not doing it that way. I will enjoy the stuffed crust when I get to the crust.
Valerie,
when I start at the point.
Valerie rolls in on text and says, I eat pizza backwards. See?
Do you really?
So Valerie's like, yep, that's normal for me.
Is it feeling like being a rebel when you do that? Is there like a reason, like I am going to go against society and do this?
Oh, Megan had texted in about the whole name thing. Like, you know, remember we were talking about strong dislike for a sports team because someone who hurt you was a huge fan. And then we're like, oh, that's probably the same like with names and boyfriends and ex-girlfriends.
Yes.
And Megan said, teachers can relate. Used to love a certain name, but then had a poorly behaved student by the same name and totally ruined the name for me.
By the time she had a son, she's like, I'm not naming him that.
Nope, I was going to, but man,
I get
this
it.
Hellion I had in class yep. can't.
I get it. Not doing that.
That's funny.
Not at all.
All right, normal or no. We'll get to more of these a little bit later on in the show here on 99.7 DJX. Yes, it has been determined that Taylor can make the trip from Tokyo to Las Vegas to see the Super Bowl this Sunday. It's 99.7 DJX. Speaking of the big game, 65-inch television, soundbar, and food, money for snacks would be a cool little prize, right, to see the game on, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the commercials, maybe the actual Usher concert that's taking place surrounded by some men in pads and tight pants running around on a field.
It's so fun to hear you describe it like that.
Yeah, thanks. So we've been getting people in to win. And honestly, we've been trying this winner for about three different times.
Just we're working for it.
Sent to voicemail, sent to voicemail, sent to voicemail. I will not be deterred. I think we got her now. Hello, is this Brittany?
This is her. Who is this?
Hi, Brittany. It's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay.
Sorry we're harassing you.
I was about to say, why am I getting all these calls?
Brittany, so I don't know. You're probably very confused as to why we might be calling.
Yeah.
Well, we just wanted to say hi. It's a new campaign. We're just trying to call each and every listener individually just to say thank you. Thank you for listening.
So far, we're at you. No, you got in to win the halftime hookup, a 65-inch television, soundbar, and money for snacks.
Uh-huh.
Well, we hope you win. Okay, bye. Just kidding. Don't hang up.
No. Brittany, you're a winner.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
You're making it really hard on our sensors.
This is crazy.
Brittany, congratulations. 65-inch television, soundbar, and we're going to toss in money for you to buy snacks for the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, do you have a place to put this big old TV?
Not our problem.
Okay, then.
All right, we'll see you this afternoon. Brittany, congratulations. 99.7 DJX.
That's so fun. She's going to be fun to meet.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to like meeting her in person.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so that's, we'll be dropping that off. So watch the socials a little later on this afternoon as we are making the delivery. Look, we are not professional movers. We're not professional delivery people. So
no, we are not.
We'll just,
Siri, have we determined, are you driving?
Well, I mean, do you want to drive?
No, I do not. I feel like Jory is the most qualified. Is he going?
He is a behind the scenes guy here at 99.7 DJX.
He's better at driving things.
I don't think he is.
Oh, dang it. Why are we not listing him to why drive can't we just do rock video? He can be driver and video guy.
Why can't we just get rock, paper, and scissors between Ryan, Emily, me?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that's the best idea. Who's riding in the back with the TV?
I think we're just going to put it on the roof and let you guys just hold your hands out the window and hold
it. All right. That sounds safe. Yeah, that's going to get there no problem.
Right.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Rachel's on the phone. You had your girlfriends kind of trying to convince you to tell us about your situation.
Yeah. They told me to reach out to you guys. So I've been dating a guy for like a month now.
Mm-hmm.
He's really sweet. He's super hot, which is a bonus. And this weekend, he gave me a letter which was titled The Dating Contract.
A dating contract?
Yeah. He wants me to commit to the relationship in writing because he's been hurt so many times in the past.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a 2-year deal. It expires at the end of term, and we would no longer be bound to the agreement.
Did you say it's a 2-year contract?
Yeah, and I signed it just because I was caught so off guard.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've locked yourself into dating this guy for at least 2 years.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been thinking about it more and more, and it kind of seems really creepy. You know, the contract has some things like promising not to cheat on one another, which is, you know, understandable.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
We have to promise to make big decisions as a couple. Okay. We have to promise to give each other positive affirmations every day and little gifts every month.
Okay, I mean, that's...
But then...
I guess that's not too bad, right?
Yeah, so that part's fine. But then it states that in the contract, if one person does something to break the contract, the other person has to pay $2,000 or the cost of their dates to the other person.
What constitutes breaking the contract? What if you miss a gift 1 month? Is that breaking the contract?
I don't know. You know, and this is the thing. Like, this is why I'm messaging and emailing. Have other women had these types of contracts? Am I crazy for signing it?
Oh.
Well, this is the first I've heard.
Yeah, I don't even know if this is real. Like, I don't know if he's joking, but he studied law. And
oh.
I don't know if he's going to, like, enforce this for real, so... I don't know what to do. Am I crazy for signing it? What do you think?
Do you think this is like a little test that he's putting you through just to see if
this whole thing's a test, Kelly?
Well,
this
I,
is
no,
crazy.
I know, I understand, but like a test in the fact that he's not going to really hold you to it. Or do you think he's going to hold you to it?
Well, that's what she's concerned about. She's like, you said he studied law, right? Did you bail on us?
Hello?
Did she hang up?
I don't know.
She decided, you know what?
This is crazy. I'm out. Like, I'm bailing on all of it.
I need to reassess talking to these two people.
Yep. I don't know if I like anything that's going on right now.
Okay,
and I'm breaking up with him, and I'm breaking up with you guys, and I'm out.
So we're not going to get any more explanation from Rachel, but
okay.
Yeah. I think she said he was studying to be a lawyer.
So we're feeling like this is legit. He's holding her to it. She's locked herself in to at least 2 years. This is almost like probably the contracts that you would have to sign to be on a reality dating show or something.
Part of me is like, this has got to be just fake. This can't hold up in a court of law.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. There's no way that this dating con... I don't know. I am not a lawyer. I never studied law. So if anybody within the lawying... the law community can chime in with, would these contracts be actual, like, bound to
Would a judge
be
make
enforced?
Her pay him $2,000 if she wants to bail on the relationship?
Yeah, I mean, that would be like, honestly, this would be something that Judge Judy or one of those TV lawyer shows, a small claims court, would take. It's like, you signed a contract? Okay, well, if you signed a contract, boom. I know. That's what I'm worried about for her.
I didn't even get to ask how hot he is.
Well, she
if
said
he's Ryan Reynolds level hot, I might consider it.
She
and maybe
already,
that's why she did.
Yeah, I was going to say she already signed the contract. So
yeah, so maybe it's because he's that level of hot. Then she thought about it. And she's like, well, wait, that's weird.
Rachel, are you there? Did you just go through a tunnel? No, she's gone.
Oh my gosh.
She's gone. We've never
oh,
had.
Oh no.
We never
you
had.
You know what? She broke the contract with us. She's supposed to finish the conversation.
I know, right? It's all good. All right. Well, hey, she did ask a question. Have any other women seen a contract like this put in front of you? Like a dating contract? Let us know if you've ever seen one of those. Help Rachel out even though she decided mid-conversation that she was like, deuces.
I think the call just dropped. I don't think she was.
Yeah, sure.
She was intentionally bailing.
You know, you think that, Kelly. I'll think what I think. It's
okay.
Fine. All right. That is group therapy. Give us a call. Let us know your story here on 99.7 DJX. Rachel. What we got out of the phone call with our listener, Rachel, before her call dropped, is that she got herself into a dating prenup with her new boyfriend of like a month. And is now thinking in hindsight, maybe I shouldn't have signed it. And it's kind of like, hey, does anybody have any experience with this? Is it legal? Is it a red flag? What do I do?
I mean, Brooke was asking, was it notarized? Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, but some of the things on the contract included like sweet things like, hey, let's not cheat on each other. Hey, let's make this big decisions as a couple. Let's give each other positive affirmations every day and little gifts each month. But then there's like, hey, if anybody breaks the contract, $2,000.
For the sum of the dates, too. Which, are you going to be keeping receipts
from every time
you ate out together?
So that is giving weird vibes, for sure.
Controlling vibes. A lot of people are mentioning that part of it. Gene says, tell your caller, go ahead, date the guy. He might turn out to be really wonderful. If he's not, she can turn into a psycho girlfriend, and he'll break up with her, and she can collect $2,000.
That's one way. Jasmine says, Rachel dropped the call because the boyfriend probably listens to the show too, heard her on the air.
Ooh. That's what Justin suggested too. He's listening, just texted her.
But goes on and says, the contract sounds like the girlfriend agreement that Sheldon wrote on The Big Bang Theory. Yeah, a lot of people are saying like, Sheldon, 50 Shades of Grey. I mentioned The Office a while ago, but that sort of contract is giving those weird vibes, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Jake from State Farm says, if it hasn't been notarized, don't believe it can be considered legal. And if she wanted to take it to the highest of levels, she could just threaten to get pregnant and then trap him for 18 years. Kanye him.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that, I say as I shake my head no. Hey, buddy, what are you saying?
Hey, I'm just kind of curious. Is that woman dating Sheldon Cooper?
So many people are mentioning that.
Well, I was going to say, Sheldon Cooper, there's Christian Grey from 50 Shades.
50
Shades
yep,
of Grey.
That's
and
the
there's,
other one.
And there's even Dwight Schrute from The Office. So.
Oh, wow.
There are many references to pop culture where these dating contracts happen.
Did they work out, though? That's what we need to know. Did it work out for those guys?
With Sheldon? Yes, it did.
Okay, well, all right. Maybe this could be Rachel's happily ever after.
Until
she slips up and has to pay him $2,000.
Right. Hey, thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Justin says, you signed it. See you in 2026.
I know. I kind of go back to, like, what would Judge Judy do? Or one of those court TV shows where, you know,
civil courts.
Rachel and her boyfriend come in and they're like, well, you know, we kind of want to break up, but I have signed this contract. And she's like, well, you signed the contract. Why'd you sign the contract?
Yeah, that's exactly what
she
would say.
Why'd you sign the contract?
Judge Judy would say that.
And then she'd gavel and she'd buy $2,000 in the plaintiff or whatever.
Dang it. Sarah says those dating group therapies make me appreciate my husband. Maybe I should cut him some slack.
Maybe I should cut him some slack. Yeah, there are some people that are like, this sends lots of red flags. Others are saying, you know what? Definitely weird, but if you're considering being serious with him, then just stick it out. And says, I doubt a handwritten contract based off feelings and opinions would hold up anyway.
That's true. Jake says, need to wait for him to slip up, then turn the tables on him. I feel like I signed a similar contract like when I got married. But if our marriage ended, she gets half my stuff and part of my pension.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, it's just a little earlier than when you typically sign the marriage contract.
All right. So one last suggestion and then we'll move on. But Allie says, is it a paper copy? Then find it and destroy it.
Oh.
And then she's like, what contract?
I don't know about a contract.
What contract? There's no recollection of any contract.
Hey, next time you stay over, just when he's sleeping, you sneak in.
Oh my gosh, what is happening here?
And then you shred it, because he's probably got a shredder.
Listen, and if he does anything, my friend Maury, you'll pay him a visit, and then maybe he'll be sleeping with the fishes.
He's got a shredder. Now, we're not making anybody sleep with fishes. We're just shredding the contract.
Don't listen to Kelly. Yeah, we'll make him sleep with the fishes. He does anything to you.
Okay, so what are we saying? Are we telling her to, like, it's fine, let's just see where it goes? Hope you don't slip up and break the contract and have to pay $2,000, but let us know if you do? Is that what we're saying?
I think we're saying it's weird, and...
But
and
she signed it. What do we do? What do we do?
There are plenty of suggestions up on the Facebook page. I would say use caution. I wouldn't necessarily treat it as law.
I would, it's valid?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
More like just a suggestion.
Laugh it off. See where the relationship goes. And if it gets dicey, then we worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's more like, you know, the Ten Commandments. They're just suggestions.
What? Wow, sir. I'm
going to
slide over here so I don't get hit by the lightning.
Just suggestions.
Wow.
All right, that is group therapy here on 99.7 DJX. We're playing a fun little game called Minute to Win It for Bourbon and Beyond Passes. Let's say hi to Megan. Calling us from New Albany. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hi there. Megan's got blonde hair, drives a Subaru. Manages Viva Art. That is a, what is that, a paint and sip sort of thing?
Yeah, paint and sip studio, yes.
Oh, I love that.
It used to be Uptown Art.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. My mom owns it now, so.
Oh, look at that. Keeping it in the family.
Yep.
All right, and Megan's got a fiance of 2.5 years. All right. Good deal. How did you guys meet?
We actually met through my son's daycare person. So I was looking for a daycare when he was about 3 months old, and then I found her, and then she introduced me to him, and been together ever since.
Look at that.
That's fun.
That is fun.
Mm-hmm. Good story.
All right, yeah. So 60 seconds on the clock, 10 pop culture questions. Try to get as many as you can for a shot at these passes. If you don't know one, just say pass, and we'll come back to it if you have time, okay?
Okay.
Time will start after I finish asking the first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
All right, here we go. First question. What superhero is Peter Parker's secret identity?
Spider-Man.
The Super Bowl is being held in what city?
Las Vegas.
What holiday is celebrated every year on February 14th?
Valentine's Day.
Name one of the two major companies moving out of their downtown office buildings.
Oh, pass.
Jack Harlow will appear in a Super Bowl commercial with Ben Affleck for what product?
Pass.
Climbers of Mount Everest must now pick up their own what?
Oh, no.
Climbing gear?
No. Bourbon and Beyond. Bourbon and Beyond is a festival that takes place in what month?
September.
Yep. Brock Purdy plays for which Super Bowl team?
The 49ers.
Yeah. Phineas is the brother and musical partner of which pop star?
Billie Eilish.
Yes. Fast Car is a beloved song by whom?
Tracy Chapman.
Yep. Name one of the two major companies moving out of their downtown office buildings.
In downtown Louisville?
Yeah.
I have no idea. DJX already did.
Yeah, we did.
We're not a major company, though.
Oh, but we are. We're major presence.
Well, let's see.
You're major to me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
that's
major
so
to you.
Weak.
Sure. So one of the two major companies moving out of their downtown office buildings, that would be...
Humana and Fifth Third.
Yeah, moving out of their...
Had no idea.
Oh, see, look, you learn something new every day.
They're all like deuces.
Jack Harlow will appear in a Super Bowl commercial with Ben Affleck for what product?
Dunkin'?
Like Dunkin' Donuts?
Yep, but I think they just go Dunkin'.
Dunkin'. So I had no idea.
Well, here.
You learned so much.
Well, here, I'll play. I'll play the 14 seconds of the little teaser right now for you.
Here's why I know it's right. It's because there's a voice. Don't do this terrible mistake.
That might be what you need to hear.
No, that's the wrong voice.
It's not. What if it's a voice of reason?
Nah, I don't have that voice, believe me.
There it is.
Jack Harlow is trying to talk him out of being a pop star.
I think
that's
so.
Great.
Oh, my goodness.
And listen, I was wanting you to say, there's a little part of me that wanted you to say that Phineas is the brother of who? Ferb. I wanted you to say Ferb.
Mm-hmm. And then you did get the climbers of Mount Everest must now pick up their own what wrong. It is actually their waste or poop.
Oh, okay then.
It's
well,
another reason why I'm not climbing mountains.
Oh, is that the only reason?
That's the only reason. The major reason I'm not climbing mountains.
All right, so you got 7 out of 10 right. That's a passing grade. Congratulations, Megan.
Yes!
Yes!
You can breathe, right?
Yes.
Congratulations. Bourbon and Beyond Festival, September 19th through the 22nd. Highland Festival Grounds featuring Zach Bryan, Dave Matthews Band, Tyler Childers, Beck, Matchbox 20, The National, My Morning Jacket, Maren Morris, Teddy Swims, and more!
And you!
Yes,
and you! Everyone else will have to buy their passes, not you, Megan! All right, so hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, hang on.
Oh, what fun.
Hey,
yeah, I'm not climbing mountains anytime soon.
Yeah, yeah, there's a story that was like the government's like, hey, Mount Everest is so littered with little baggies of like like those dog baggies that people carry around.
They don't have rest stops.
They don't have rest stops
route.
On the mountain,
yeah.
Right?
No, they don't.
Like, you're gonna have to take it back down with you.
Oh no, sir.
Yeah.
Oh no, sir. Yep. Nope.
Yep. All right. And if you are crying in your coffee cup that you didn't get these tickets, don't worry. We do have some still up for grabs on our website. Let's get to a feel good.
Brought to you by Hemptopia. Officer Chad Stevens in Mansfield, Texas, said he's never had to perform the Heimlich maneuver in the line of duty until now.
Mm.
He was on patrol on the interstate, saw this vehicle driving slowly, kind of swerving, had flashers on in the left lane, got behind the car, it pulled over, and that's when the driver jumped out, her name's Stephanie, and she immediately let him know that she was choking.
You're choking? Turn around. Hold on, sit down on the wall. Sit right here.
I was looking for anybody.
Okay.
Since, like, I got onto the...
Okay, what I want you to do is lean against this wall. We're going to sit right here for a minute. Is that what it was, your gum?
Yeah, somebody swerved in front of me. I got scared.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she like kind of did that, one of those numbers, and just her gum got just lodged in her throat. Like, that could happen to anybody. And just thank goodness.
Anytime.
Yes, that he was right there to be able to give assistance and literally save her life on the side of the highway. You can see the body cam and the dash cam footage at WDJX.com.
DMs at Ben and Kelly Show got this from an anonymous source.
Yes, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I don't want to give us their name, but said, hey, guys, want to know, am I a jerk for buying my dream TV from Costco this week and returning it after the Super Bowl?
Listen, what is it about Costco?
They have an amazing
return
policy. I
know, they do have an amazing return policy.
And just people are figuring it out and how to take advantage of it. So I heard you talk about the lady that brought back the couch for a full refund. It got me thinking I need to upgrade for the party and throw in, but I really can't afford a new TV right now. And I didn't win your contest. Pretty sure people do this all the time. And I'm only using it for a few days. Their policy says to return it within 90 days. Does that still make me a massive jerk or smart for using their return policy properly?
Well, as long as you don't damage the TV, like if the party goes crazy and people are throwing drinks and things like that. And,
yeah, congratulations, you bought yourself a TV.
Right. I was going to say, you can't return regardless of whether or not Costco will take it, you can't return it if you've destroyed the TV.
Right. If there's flaws of any kind, but if it's in perfect condition, then
are you
are
saying
we
yes?
Fine with it? Well,
are you saying yes?
Morally, it's not right. Morally, it's not right.
Again, but I okay.
It's
so
their policy.
like with these whole is it okay? This is a TV. Is it the same as getting a dress for Derby or galas at, around Derby or whatever, wearing them and then returning them. Is
well,
that
see,
any different?
A lot of times, though, they put a tag on there that kind of, you know, doesn't allow you to really do that because the tag's on the outside. And if the tag is removed, then you can't return it. Now, there are services like Rent the Runway where you can rent a dress. If you know you don't want to buy one, you're going to be photographed in it. You're probably never going to wear it again because you've been photographed in it. Rent a dress or borrow or people. There's a lot of women on Facebook Marketplace that sell their derby looks because they know they're not going to wear them again. And you can find a really beautiful look for cheaper. But that is a different lane. We're talking about this TV.
That's a different lane.
It's a different lane. We're talking about this TV.
I mean, you can.
This situation, he knows he's going to use it. Have a big party.
I'm just
have
saying.
An amazing TV to watch the game on. And then, you know what? I don't really need the big TV anymore.
I'm just saying, I don't relate to people who buy things they don't have money for with the idea that they're going to use it and return it. Like, that concept is foreign to me.
It's
so,
foreign to you. Okay.
Yeah. So that, I guess, to me, I'm like, well, yes, you would be a jerk. If that is what you're doing, you're going into it going, okay, I know I'm going to buy this and I'm just going to return it on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it's going to be in perfect condition.
Right. Doesn't matter.
And it's not like I'm keeping it for 2 years.
True. Yes, yes, yes. The lady that returned the couch after 2 years, you know, sure, she's taking advantage of their very
generous return policy
mm-hmm. for sure. And I would imagine, you know what, probably no harm, no foul. If you got this big screen TV, you hooked it up, everything was great, you carefully put it back in the box with the styrofoam and all that stuff, and there was no damage, you didn't take anything out of their packaging and all that stuff, and you were able to just return it the next day, I'm sure that would probably be fine. But morally, I'm like, no.
Okay, so what are we telling them? Massive jerk or do it?
Yeah, I know. I'm saying massive jerk.
Okay. I'm kind of saying, I guess you could do it. Just take good care of it. I mean, it's the policy. What if you get it home and, oh, yeah, I don't like the way it fits in my house. It's too big on the wall. It's too big. It's too big sitting there on my console.
I'm telling you, you are too good at just making up lies.
What? Making up lies? Listen,
you
they have a policy. You got
90 lies.
Days. They don't ask questions. So you don't even have to say why. You just say, I don't need this.
Or I plead the fifth.
I'd like to return this.
Why would you
okay,
like to return?
Sir.
Why would you like to return
they
this?
Don't
sir?
Ask
I
why.
Plead the
There's
fifth.
No questions. There's no
I
questions.
I plead the fifth, and then you just what you need to do, and then run out.
Oh, that makes you look really guilty.
All right.
I didn't just watch the Super Bowl on this and decide to bring it back. That's not what I did. This is such a divisive issue. Derek is like, I'm with Ben.
Yeah.
You're a jerk if you do that.
Yeah, well, all right. Anyways, Kelly says yes, go for it. I say no, you're a jerk. I guess it just depends on whether or not you like Kelly or me better.
So he doesn't get the TV, nobody comes to his house, then he's sad.
I'm sure he has a TV right now.
It's not good enough, though.
What do you mean it's not good enough?
For a big party. It's not big enough for a big party to watch, yeah.
Listen, I'm going to sound old. Back in my day, we had to get up from the couch and walk over to the television and turn it with our hands.
We were listening to the game on a transistor radio.
Transistor radio. All right. Anyways, hey, good luck to you. I hope you listen to your inner monologue and do the right thing.
He's totally getting the TV and he's taking it back.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. I believe I was the loser last week.
Yeah, you were.
It was.
So are you bringing the thunder?
Yeah,
this,
of course.
This
every week. Every
yeah.
week, Kelly.
Revenge.
Every
Got
week.
It. Yeah.
I'm out for revenge. As they say.
I'm scared.
Good. You should be. You should be.
Okay.
You laugh, you lose. Here we go. First one. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Why should you never brush your teeth with your left hand?
Why should you never brush your teeth with your left hand?
Because a toothbrush works better.
Okay. All right.
Sorry you didn't get that joke.
I didn't. I really didn't. I'm going to think about it. Maybe I'll get it later. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
If you drive a Subaru in reverse, what are you?
What?
You're a bus. You are a bus.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kelly, the waiter approached my wife and asked, do you want a box for your leftovers? Mm. She replied, no, but I'll rescue for them.
Cute. That'd be fun.
Why I married her.
Video. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Scientists have found that cows produce more milk when the farmer talks to them.
Okay.
Apparently, it's a case of in one ear and out the udder.
Thought that was going to turn into a your mom joke.
No, it didn't.
Kelly, I was at the airport waiting for my bags when I saw a man collapse and fall on the luggage carousel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I was worried, but he came around slowly.
Yeah, he did. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Someone broke into my house last night.
Uh-oh.
Stole my limbo trophy.
Oh, no.
How low can you go?
Really? Hey, what did the bra say to the hat?
What did the bra say to the hat?
You go on ahead while I give these two a lift.
Good stuff. I'm glad they talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben, what do you call the knight who loves to scare people?
What?
Surprise.
Love him.
Yeah.
Kelly, I once swallowed a bunch of synonyms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It gave me the sorest throat I've ever had.
Yeah. Hopefully you got some lozenges for that. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
A cop left a nice note on my windshield to let me know I parked my car correctly.
Aw.
It said parking fine.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
great. I think you can just throw that away then.
Probably will.
Hey, Kelly, what did the syrup farmer say about the maple tree?
What did the syrup farmer say about the maple tree?
I'd tap that. Thank you to Jared for that.
Oh, you got a little joke minions. All right. Good one. That's a good one. Hey, Ben, what do you call the bug that handles the financials of the insect colony?
Oh, what?
An account ant.
Okay. Kelly, there used to be this guy I knew.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was an awful trumpet player.
Mm-hmm.
I actually hated him.
Mm.
Want to know why?
Why?
He didn't blow. He sucked.
Got it.
He didn't blow. He sucked.
Yes. Heard ya. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Whoever said out of sight, out of mind, never had a spider disappear in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a girl who cheats on her art assignment?
What do you call a girl who cheats on her art assignment?
Tracy.
All right. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
The bad news is I accidentally took the wrong medication today.
Oh, no.
The good news is I'm now protected from heartworms and fleas for the next 3 months.
Oh, good. Good. Good.
Hashtag health.
Good. Kelly, a few weeks ago, my 80-year-old grandmother called me on the phone and asked, honey, I'm going to a sex party this evening. What should I bring? After some delicate questioning, I told her, Grandma, that's a gender reveal party.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. What was Grandma's gift like?
She had to take it back before she went.
I bet. I bet. I bet. I want to hang out with Grandma more, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben, guy says my wife asked me to take her to one of those restaurants where they prepare the food right in front of you.
Yeah?
So I took her to Subway, and that's how the fight began.
Oh, okay. Hey, Kelly, I love joining plates of metal together.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, it's one of my old pastimes. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I find it riveting.
Got it. Do you have any more of your grandma stories? Those were fun. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Guy says, my wife left me saying, I'm too insecure.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, she's back. She just picked up some groceries.
Oh, gosh. Hey, Kelly, what did one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob?
What?
You better get a bit of support around here or people will start thinking we're nuts. Nuts.
Hey, Ben.
What?
While doing his history homework, my son asked me what I knew about Galileo.
Yeah.
And I said, he's just a poor boy from a poor family.
You're using the Queen? Galileo, 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 Figaro, Beelzebub, put aside for me.
You all
for
did it.
Me. For me! I mean, because you can't not do the whole thing, right?
You can't not. Right. You can't not.
Well, I guess I'll take my trophy.
Yeah,
even
you're
though
welcome.
You took yourself out. But.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose here. On...
Give it to Grandma. She deserves it.
She deserves that trophy 100%. Look, as you're getting ready for your day, at least have comfort knowing that these people are having a worse day than you. From time to time, we'll dive into the website fmylife.com and peek at and laugh at, or sorry, with.
That's how you deal with it,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
You put it out there, then you laugh, yeah, and then you try to move on.
It's like you try to move on. Others, their little failures. Like today, my sister told me not to come over anymore because her baby is scared of my face.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Wow.
Yikes. Today, I was with my three-year-old son in the doctor's office. During the exam, he informed the doctor that he doesn't sleep in mommy's bed anymore because mommy sleeps in her underwear and farts all night long. Oh, kids are too honest.
Oh, gosh.
They're too honest in the wrong times, the wrong places.
F my life. Today, I mistakenly sent a voice message to my boss while imitating him in a comical way.
Oh, gosh.
The message contained my spot-on impression, complete with exaggerated jargon and phrases he frequently uses. I didn't realize it until I received a reply from him saying, LOL, nailed it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that could have been worse.
I was going to say, that response is probably the best response you could have gotten.
Best case scenario in that situation for sure. Today, my 21-year-old cat, who's learned when I go to bed and waits in my bedroom for me every night, was waiting for me as usual last night. She got on top of me, and I fell asleep pretty fast. When I woke up, she was still there, so I decided to wait until she moved. It took me an hour to realize she had died.
Oh, no! Oh, that is terrible.
Oh, it's awful.
That isn't happy fun.
That is not. Well, this is F my life. So,
this is true.
These are not happy fun stories.
A couple more here. Today, went on a blind date, mistook someone else at the restaurant for my date. We had a great conversation until the real blind date arrived. The look on both their faces was priceless.
No. Oh, he's probably thinking, y'all ready cheating on me? Dang it.
Yeah. Sorry, we done.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Today, I was in the kitchen with my mom, who is severely disabled, can barely walk.
Mm-hmm.
She suddenly slipped on a puddle of water, so I instinctively grabbed her from behind to save her. Took me a moment to realize my hands were accidentally cupping her breasts.
Aw.
She then slipped again and took both of us down.
But you saved her. That's great.
Just hang on. I got you.
I got you. All right, one last one. Today, got roasted in class because I could have sworn that the story of Robin Hood was in the Bible. Guess I shouldn't repeat stuff my dad told me now that I'm in college. I mean, to be fair, what is it? Robbing from the rich or stealing from the rich, giving to the poor, sort of thing?
It sounds like it could be. It sounds like it could be.
It has elements, right?
It does have elements, but it was like, what chapter was that in? Is that in Luke?
Who knows? All right, that's some good stuff there. F my life. So just at least know that, you know, whatever happens in your day today, at least those things didn't happen to you.
Yeah, they're all little setting the bar stories.
Right.
So kind of a scary situation on Sunday, about 1 o'clock in the morning, Wesley was driving with his girlfriend around 1 o'clock in the morning, and he saw this car wreck, and the car immediately caught fire near an exit.
Mm.
He didn't hesitate. He knew he had to help. She called 911 as he tried to quickly come up with a rescue plan.
And we noticed a car kept swerving really hard from right to left. And he crashed on the right side. My mind was racing. My heart was racing because all I saw was someone in need. It wasn't even a second thought to me. It was just, how can I do it safely?
Nice.
I opened the passenger side. He was laid out in the car. Wasn't responsive. So I grabbed his body, dragged him out the car. Probably about 15 seconds after we got him out the car, the whole car engulfed in flames. If nobody was there to help him get out of that situation, that person would have died in that car.
Mm.
Yeah, and the driver's going to be all right because of his quick action.
Nice.
Pretty amazing stuff. See the whole story at WDJX.com.
Now, Kelly, you probably tried to travel with one of your pugs or a dog before, right? And that could even be in the car.
Well, yes, the only time really they're in the car is when I have to take them to the vet because they absolutely despise it. We are not road tripping with the dogs kind of people.
Yeah, my dog, Dougal, is... He like starts to froth and he gets, I think, a little bit motion sickness when we travel with him. So it's just not a great scenario altogether. So
we get a dog sitter that comes to the house and like house and pet sits for us. Yeah, we avoid it at all costs.
Yeah. So traveling with an animal can be challenging at times. This is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without your dog going number two in your lap in the middle of an airline flight, you're doing okay.
Oh, there is nowhere you can go to fix that.
I mean, unlike humans, you can't really ask your dog
if
they've got to go potty before jumping on a flight.
Yep, there's no worry. There's no warning. There's no warning. It just happens.
Yeah,
oh,
this woman sitting in an aisle seat toward the back of the plane had quite the mess on her hands after her chihuahua, which she was holding, relieved himself all over her lap. Here are some of the witnesses.
It was on the armrest, the outer armrest. It was on her seat and in the floor. It was all on her blouse, kind of on her pants. And, you know, it'd been flying all day, right? It probably had an upset stomach.
Yeah, I mean, you know
what? It was diarrhea. It was not solid. It was diarrhea.
Look, and that passenger obviously understands that things like this happen. Probably upset tummy, been flying all day, right?
Yeah, okay.
So it wasn't just like a typical pile of poop. It was, you know, it was a mess.
It was a mess.
Oh, gosh. So a smelly, absolute, smelly, special smelly mess.
Yep. Absolute nightmare
that
scenario there. Yep. 100%.
It does. So, it smells different.
Again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking a trip with your dog and it going number two in your lap, then you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, the flight attendants, I had to clean it up with hazmat sort of material because,
I bet,
you know, it's waste. So.
Oh, and the people sitting nearby.
I know.
I'm sure we're just trying to
The person in the window seat's like, I can't even, I'm trapped.
I can't get out. I'm trapped. I mean, what do you do with the smell?
I know,
you
so
have
bad.
Poo-pourri. I can't even.
That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. All right, hey, coming up next, our buddy Daryl Isaacs. Yep, he is on the phone. He's going to chat with us a little bit. Big game coming up this weekend.
Big commercial.
Yeah, and you're going to see him, actually, in one of them. So that's kind of cool. After Doja Cat, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. There is some sort of football game happening this weekend.
Oh, yeah, and they're all going to be wearing red jerseys.
Yes, red. It'll be about the sports. It'll be about the halftime show. It'll be about the commercials. And our buddy Daryl Isaacs is on the phone. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Daryl Isaacs, you're excited about the Super Bowl.
I am.
I mean, you're dropping a Super Bowl ad.
Yes, but keep this in mind. Mine's just local. But yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get the whole family involved in this one.
Well, I've never done that because I've always tried to protect their identity. But part of why I did it is, you know, I wanted to sponsor my daughter's college soccer team. And then I thought, well, am I excluding the kids, the boys? So I said something. And Lee's a musician, so he didn't mind being out there. And Nathaniel's just like, what the hell? Everybody knows I'm your son anyway. So it's kind of like... I don't know that they all were thrilled about it, but I gave them the opportunity to say no.
So when you're coming up with a Super Bowl ad, do you feel like extra pressure to make sure it's like extra super good, like the best you've ever put out there? And what kind of ideas for concepts did you kick around?
You're going to laugh. One of the things we always look for is trends, because look at what we've done in the past. We did zombies. We did Game of Thrones when everything... So, but AI is really popular, and we did a lot of that, but it was kind of a collection of ideas.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got dogs playing guitars, you got robots, you got all sorts of stuff. So what is Daryl Isaacs serving for your party?
Well, you're going to laugh, because we're all the pizza lovers. I'm having pizza, but I like to do vegetable and fruit trays.
Boring.
Sure. You have to have options, though, boring. Between the pizza and the dips and the chips and all the things.
Oh, yeah, you have to give. And then I have, you all, everybody laughs at me. I will run around with bags of eggs and, like, celery, carrot sticks and all that. And when you're doing it, yeah, it sucks. It doesn't taste good. But about an hour later, you still feel full. I mean, you know.
So, there you go. That's you what it's about, just there, getting full.
So don't Darryl, come to my party. You'll be bored.
Darryl Isaacs, it's always fun catching up with you, buddy.
Well, thank you, too.
We are excited to see your commercial Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, thank you. You all are always too kind to me. Thank you very much.
All right. See you, buddy.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Did he say that he walks around with a bag of eggs?
I think so.
Did I catch
yeah.
that?
Yeah. I think that's what he said.
Walks around with a bag of eggs. Hey, what? Is that a bag of eggs in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
All right. He just rolls in a different way, doesn't he?
He does.
He does.
All right, it's 99.7 EJX. Man, you're going to see this dude. Halftime. Yeah, man. USHER. Usher, 99.7 EJX. So if you missed anything from the show, this is where we always tell you you're going to catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Good news, we've got an entire week's worth of podcasts for you to catch up this weekend on WDJX.com.
You can binge listen.
Yep. Yep.
Or just listen in snackable bites. There's just segments up there, too, if there was just like one that you missed. You don't have to do the entire buffet if you don't want.
Yeah, but today being there. National Pizza Day, so hopefully you get out and you enjoy that. About a quarter of us eat it with a knife and fork. Weirdos.
Who does that?
0%. 0% of Americans say they've never eaten pizza. So
everybody's tried it at least once.
Everybody's tried pizza at least once.
We're not saying you have to like it, but you've tried it.
I know. So maybe enjoy some today on National Pizza Day. Keep in mind, there is a big concert announcement coming up this afternoon. Ryan Smetzer's got it for you. Right around 2 o'clock, we're going to have tickets for that show announcing in Louisville. To win immediately at WDGX.com and then all next week. Okay.
That's a big deal.
That
we
is
get
a big
show,
deal.
Finally.
That is a big deal. All right. So anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it. You know, I'm just excited. Hopefully we're going to get some good video of our little prize delivery for the big game.
Oh, yeah.
Potty Mouth Brittany. Watch the socials for that later.
Yeah. Potty Mouth Brittany. If you don't know why we're calling her Potty Mouth Brittany, when we told her she won the 65-inch television soundbar and money for snacks, she said,
holy
it was just raw. It was raw in the moment.
That's right.
That was her just instinct reaction.
Instincts, yes. Instincts.
Sure, she's not alone, and a lot of people would have reacted that way too, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.